Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hey there, it's Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast. I'm excited to have a client with us today who's been working with Plan Vision for several years, Patrick, and he's going to talk about his experience in helping his parents in managing their assets and also transitioning them from an advisory-based platform to a do-it-yourself model. Hey, Patrick, how are you?
Great, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, glad you could come on with us. Can you just describe maybe your experience, your history with your parents before you began to move the assets from where they were to where they ended up?
Yeah. So, well, I'd say in 2004 is when I first learned about index investing. And I think that's when I first moved away from my financial advisor and started doing my own thing with Vanguard. And that was through meeting Andrew Hallam and just learning all about fees, right? And just how much they erode your savings. And so I think, you know, I brought Andrew's book and shared it with my family. And so kind of talked with them even back then, but there was no interest in, you know, leaving their guy, you know, this guy who they've been with forever and has been helping them out. I think even maybe 10 years ago, I probably brought it up again, like, maybe you guys should do this do it yourself thing and avoid the fees. And my recollection is that they were not interested at all in that. But recently my mom asked me to join her in a meeting with the financial advisor because the financial advisor wanted to move all of the assets from one custodian to another. And so there was going to be a lot of shuffling anyway. And she just was, I think, a little uncomfortable with like understanding what was going on. So she wanted me to join for the meeting.
And Patrick, at this point, are your parents retired?
Yes, retired, 78-year-old folks, been retired for a while now.
Okay. And so you go into the office and they're at this point, they've got a portfolio, maybe they're living off some of it. And then you're going to talk with the advisor about what they have in mind.
Yeah. So when we show up, my mom kind of just says, hey, I brought my son. I'm feeling less confident in understanding this sort of stuff these days. And so I'd love for him to just be hearing all of this and helping me to make a decision. And so the advisor has a sizable stack of documents that need to be signed, all with the little stickies that show right where to sign, and explains that basically the company wants to leave this one custodian and move over to Fidelity. And so in explaining that, he explains that, you know, I've always been getting paid, he said, but it's not been super transparent exactly how that has worked. As we move over to Fidelity, we will be instituting a new, more transparent fee. So you can see basically what it is I am getting paid. But what was interesting to me in all that explanation was there was nothing about how this is more beneficial for the client. I mean, it's like, okay, so the company wants to move. Is that helpful or not for my mom? Anyway, so I asked a few questions and I was not trying to be, you know, I didn't do the whole thing well. Like, I'm an index investor. Sure. I didn't even go down that route, but I was trying to be, you know, kind. But was also curious, like, why are there, because one of the things he said is we're going to move you out of your current funds as we move you to Fidelity, and we're going to put you into some sort of like elite package of these 18 funds or whatever, right? And of course, my thought when seeing 18 funds is like, who would even know how that would work? Like,
yes.
How could you pick 18? Like, how advanced does it have to be? So my, you know, skepticism meter is up. And so I did ask one question. Well, I asked a few questions. And what was interesting, Mark, is at one point, the financial advisor reaches forward and grabs the stack of papers and sort of just pulls them back to his side, realizing no one's signing any documents here today.
And this, excuse me, Patrick, but this is because you're beginning to ask some questions to better understand the process. Is that true?
Yes. And I think ultimately then my big question was, you know, I think we'd be really interested in what that transparent fee is. I mean, that is the question, right? Like, what is this going to cost?
So, and the advisor was saying it's going to be more transparent. And you said, okay, well, if it's going to be more transparent, what will it be?
Yes.
Yes.
And that was something that he could work on. he said. He would work on that. Okay. So I did, I was still being kind, but in the end, I did sort of kind of summarize everything by saying, well, you know what? I think my mom and I'll take all these documents and review them. I'd love to look at these 18 funds. And what the one question I think we'd like to hear back from you is, what were the fees last year that were untransparent? We'd love to know what that is and what that looked like. And then what will the new transparent fee look like? Right. Well, I knew that was going to be kind of difficult to do. Well, I mean, it shouldn't be that difficult, right? You can add up all the funds and look at the fees, right? But it's going to be a big number is the point, right? And so, okay, everybody shakes hands and smiles and we leave. And I was wondering, like, I wonder what they're going to do. Like, what are they going to say? Anyway, 3 weeks go by and my mom is like, Patrick, they have not written us back. They're, he said he was going to, I said, yeah, okay, well, we'll reach out to them. So we wrote 3 weeks later, a new email that just said, hey, you know, we came in 3 weeks ago. Just a reminder, we'd really like to know what the transparent fee is going to be. That's it. Mm-hmm. I simplified it, right? We did not get a personal response. Instead, we got, I've got it written down here. You have elected to receive plan members client relationship summary form CRS via email, blah, 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 right? It goes on. And click this link and go read it, which was a 4-page document of legalese that, of course, my mom is like, this is why you're helping me. I don't even know what this says. Well, Mark, I also did not know what it said. You know, like I'm not in the financial industry. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know what all this stuff says. But I search for fees and I zero in, and basically it tells me there's another document that I could go look at if I want to know what the fees are. Okay. So I click on that. That takes me to a page of 61 PDFs in a chart.
Yeah.
Web page. Okay. Now, I mean, and now I'm like, okay, I'm not giving up on this. Like, I'm actually curious, like, how hard is this? So in the end, I do figure out which PDF to use. I get into it, and it is a 19-page PDF, Mark. And then somewhere buried in there, it does say, with how much my parents' account is worth, that the fee would be 1.7%.
Mm. Okay, so you did ultimately get to the bottom of it.
Well, I did. I mean, no one was very helpful about it.
Yes. Yeah. You had to do the work.
Yeah.
So you arrived there. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, so, you know, from there, then it was like, at that point, because of all this time, I'd actually already sat down with my parents and said, you know, let's just pretend it's a 1% fee and let me show you the math on it.
Okay.
And so in doing that, using some round numbers and honestly, not even using like compounding, but just simply, this is how much 1% of your account is every year. This is what you're going to pay him to. And then in my words, not match the market, right? Not beat the market, not even get what the market gets, but actually lose to the market. You're going to pay him to, you're going to pay him 1%, which is this much money, right? And so they agreed like, wow, that's a lot of money. We'd rather save that for the kids or ourselves, right? Like, so anyway, they mom and dad agreed we would, instead of having that financial services company move them from one custodian to Fidelity, we would just move to Vanguard and simplify down to four funds at the same ratio, 60-40 or 70-30 or whatever they were. Mm-hmm. And I would do it for them and help them. And I would push the button that sends the RMD. And I think Vanguard has it automated once you're in it a year, right? So I said, I'll do all that for free, right? Like, this part of helping my folks out. Anyway, started that process and that's been going pretty smoothly.
Okay. So as you were, you went to the session, do you think that your mom thought that this may end up in disengaging that advisor?
I think my mom thought this is an area where my children converse a lot and research a lot and talk about. So they're knowledgeable. And I just don't, I don't have any info to make a decision on. So I'd rather one of my children be there. I don't think she thought ahead to, we're going to leave. And by the way, Mark, I always worry, like, I think one of the reasons people don't leave their financial advisors is because they think they kind of owe them. Like, well, they've helped me out all these years. And you've heard this too, Mark. And my guy does great. I mean, I'm doing great. Well,
did you hear those kinds of comments over the years from your parents about the advisor? Or did you feel like they had that sense of obligation?
I think in my family, it's just like, you're doing business with people and you keep doing business with people.
Okay.
I think you don't avoid, you avoid like having a dust.
Yeah, I understand. But you did come back from the session. What was it, like a 30 to 45 minute session?
Yeah, probably 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you go back home, you're not really getting the response. And you are your mother and father beginning to, do you get the sense like they're thinking, maybe they're, this is not a good option for us? Or did you have to push them hard?
I think one of the things that was helpful was when I asked a few questions, my mom read the room as well. Like, oh, these must be difficult questions, right? Like, or they're not liking these questions, but they don't seem that, you know, mean spirited or whatever, right? Like that, like it's my money. Shouldn't I be able to get to? So I think she read like, okay, yeah. And one of the things I did too, is I said, Mom, what does this guy actually do for you? And she's like, well, he sends me the right amount of money and sends the right amount of money to the IRS every year for my RMDs. It's like, right. Okay. And here's how much you're paying for that. And I mean, in the end, it was a pretty simple decision. But I think, I think she needed to see that. Like when he pulled all the papers back, like, oh, this isn't just a, of course, I have a different opinion of that, Mark. Like I'm thinking, how many people are just coming in here and getting a cup of coffee and everyone's getting a song and dance, sign these papers and pay me 1.7.
So you reached the conclusion you're going to move on. How was the rest of the process? Was it relatively smooth or was it pretty bumpy to actually get the assets to transfer?
So there were, let's say, four accounts, right? Between two people, you've got traditional IRAs and Roths. Three of the accounts went over super smoothly, just initiating from Vanguard. And then, you know, they do the connection to the other custodian and bring it across. You didn't even have to talk to anybody. And then I would say, there was a fourth account that for some reason required the current custodian's special form. And then that required us going to the bank and getting a signature. It was some signature I'd never heard
signature
of before.
Signature guarantee, probably, or medallion signature or something.
There it is, medallion signature. So I had to go do that. So there was a little bit of song and dance about that. And of course, that just irritated me because it's like, okay. I mean, Vanguard has buttons that make this happen.
Okay.
And by the way, I'll also just toss in, like I did hop on the phone like two or three times with Vanguard in either initiating those transfers or in working on the RMDs. And these people are just solid. Like they were super helpful. You know, I have to do it where they ask for my parents to give them permission to talk with me. And, but just wonderful folks, really helpful.
Great. You got it done. Yeah. How long ago did this happen, Patrick?
Oh man, I wonder if it was back in April and and I just initiated the RMDs. And of course, Vanguard can't calculate them in this first year because they didn't have them on January 1st. So again, once it's through this first year, I think next year is going to be really easy.
Well, this is great that you took some time to reach out to me to share this story. And I know that a lot of people have gone through this. It's interesting too, because some people are aggressive about it. Hey, I found out these fees. I don't like these anymore. I'm moving on. And then you have other folks kind of maybe in the middle, but then the other folks who are very, oh my gosh, I got to reach out to my financial advisor. This is going to be a horrendous event. And it creates a lot of anxiety, but it's great to hear how you kind of marshaled through this and got it done.
Yeah, it was a process, but I mean, the math makes it, it gives you plenty of reason to do it.
Yeah. I've heard from clients saying, you know, they're really nice people. I said, look, you don't go around just giving nice people money, right? That's not normally how it works. So, hey, Patrick, thanks a lot for coming on and sharing your thoughts with us on this experience.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.